right here.
What would you call this? Pine Creek?
This is the Pine Creek Road.
I'm going back down.
It forks the Pine Creek, the Maynard Fork and the main Pine Creek Fork.
And in relation to Enterprise, we're east of Enterprise, southeast, northeast?
Northeast Enterprise, about 28 miles, I think, out here.
And when do you think the first people settled around right in these hills?
Well, all I've got to know is the tombstone that we're looking at, they were the first white settlers, and goes back 100 years from this year, isn't it?
Maynard, if he died here in 86, he was here probably maybe 10 years before that.
He was here sometime before that. They grew a family here, and of course, it had to have been an early day because the canyon here was named after those people.
Were there a lot of people living around here at one time?
Well, as far as we know, there was, it looks like, and I've been told there was a homestead on every 160 acres. There may not, I mean, it was homestead, there may not have been a building, but
Do you know whether there was a post office out in this area?
There was a Zumalt post office 4 miles to the east.
So we're about
Chico Zumalt, about 4 miles to the north.
And now there's nothing but these quiet hills and cattle.
Quiet, peaceful hills.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get after you about yourself in a little while. Wait a minute, let's go back over that. Somebody came out here looking for great-grandfather's grave?
Yes. And
when was that?
That was 3 years ago. And so we brought him to the site, and he was only concerned about the people who was his great-grandfather.
How did he know about it?
Well, through some of his own relations. They'd been trying to, something, I think he said, trying to trace a family tree and this and that.
Where was he living?
He's in, I was thinking around Sacramento, California. I have his address, but I don't recall his name right offhand. I've only talked to the man once.
Yeah.
He was a man probably at least my age.
So you brought him here?
I brought him here, and they were only concerned about the two graves, and I told him about these others, and he said, well, I want to protect that one. But his first thought was like you. He wanted us to fence it. That was going to be a must. And I said, well, look at it.
Yeah.
It's being pastured. There's no weeds here. The cattle to graze it down. And after I talked to him, he says, I think that's a natural way to leave it. But I would like to fence it to protect the restored monument there.
Yeah.
And so that's what we agreed to do. And we just got that done
put
yesterday.
That one fence up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just put that in yesterday.
Bowman came out yesterday. I rolled up the wire and gave him the hardware, and he come out and fenced it.
Oh.
And he put the stone down.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm. What, had it been?
Biden, when did your family first come into this country?
Well, my people come into this Wallowa County and out in these hills when my dad was 4 years old. That's somewhat 90-some years ago, but now, I guess.
So that's...
His first homestead was just below the mouth of this main Pine Creek on Chesaninn.
How did he get attracted to this county? Where was he?
Well, his family, his dad, mother, and eight brothers and one sister moved here from the Hepner country.
Oh.
And the old original tip of cemetery is over at Hepner. When they came west, they settled in the Hepner, and that's where the original, my dad's great, what would they be?
Grandparents.
His grandparents are buried
over
there.
They came west from where?
I don't know, the Midwest someplace.
Came across some covered wagons.
But anyway, this land out here, we're on this land he acquired when he was
in
his 60s, I guess.
20
age. Well, if he came in here, maybe, about the 1890s, I guess, the turn of the century. He wasn't out here at the beginning.
No, he settled on a lower Chesaninn, and then later on homesteaded over on the Joseph Creek side. I'll show you today where he homesteaded over there, where he grew his roots.
Now, that was Jidge?
Jidge.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to know him.
And he has his
year.
Brother, Charlie settled down here in Lower Chesnum where McLaren's have now. Uh-huh.